Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amy Cardell is here. Amy Cardell is the Vice President of Strategic Workforce Relationships at CompTIA. They're an organization that they support the technology people who support you, the ones you write the checks to. They write the checks to these people. She's our good friend, Amy Cardell. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Nice to hear your voice.
How did I do? Did I describe how you guys work? Okay.
Yeah, we are in that technology sector training and certification space and the trade association for all that huge industry of IT.
Right. The managed service providers, people who – you don't call them that. You call them Joe or Bill or Susan because they're all up in your business these days because you need them. Hey, Amy, one of the things that's been become more evident, and it's really been happening now for 20 years. I've been watching it for at least 20 years, watching small business owners who have technical businesses like an HVAC company. I've been hearing them say, I can't find qualified people anymore. And I mean, I know these guys, these folks who started their own school, in-house school, and train their people to be what they wanted, how they needed to be, to understand refrigeration and air movement and engineering, think mechanical engineering, things like that. And now that company, those companies are robust. They're doing great. And this is happening. There was a time when you could go into the marketplace and pick and choose the capability you wanted behind the noses of individuals. But now I think that time is gone. Training the people to be how you want them to be. That's the current, that's the present and the future, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, it's interesting. To have a business, you need a couple of things, right? You need to be crazy enough to be willing to risk something and need some ingredients. You need capital and people to do the work and an idea that you're going to execute on. And, I think sometimes getting those people is the hard part of that triangle.
Well, you know, I was reporting on jobless recovery 18 years ago, believe it or not. In 2003, I started reporting on the jobless recovery. And we thought that was going to create a lot more, people were going to be out of work, but that's not really the case as we saw over a year ago. But it seems that the crisis now though is we don't have enough qualified people. We're doing a survey right now on that very topic, and what we've been told so far is that people, well, about half are saying we can't find qualified people. We can't find people, and we can't find them qualified. And
that fits exactly with our research too, Jim. And what we're seeing is, across the country with this huge disruption from the pandemic and unemployment, it's a K-shaped recovery. Folks who can get on that upward leg, who have skills, or find employers who are willing to invest in them to upskill them, can make the way up. But without those skills, it's a K-shaped recovery on the downward leg.
Well,
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's good. The investment that, companies used to make in training folks, and one of the old school models is apprenticeship, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about too.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about more about that. Apprenticeship. See, now apprenticeship is not a word that's used a lot on Main Street. We probably use other words, but it's not. Apprenticeship is something that's, it's more of an enterprise word, bring it down to Main Street for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we know it from the trades, right?
Right.
We know that there's an apprentice who's got a paid job, who's earning and learning at the same time.
Steam fitters, electricians, carpenters. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yep, exactly. And where there's safety concerns too, right? So there's some classroom learning and there's mentorship and supervision. And at the end, you graduate with a credential, you know, that's, if you're a registered apprenticeship, it's got a quality seal of approval from the Department of Labor and says, hey, you know what you're doing. You're now a certified, whatever that occupation is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a model we can use in other industries and especially in tech. So here at CompTIA, we're real excited about the push we're making and launching really this week with standards for occupations in IT technical support, cybersecurity, networking, around, hey, if you're a small company, and my company in San Luis Obispo that I still own, it's outside my day job, we've done apprenticeship for years. It's been a great way for us to find, invest, and end up with loyal employees who actually know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that reciprocity of, you invest in someone and train them, they're grateful, they learn, they become bonded to the company, and they stick around longer, which is something every small business owner really wants.
Well, and there's a point, as I pointed out this week, they also become the person you toss the keys to when you want to take a vacation. Or when you're ready to wander off into the sunset, they're the ones who buy you out with some kind of an employee buyout kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, there's several ways to do that, isn't there?
Yeah,
but really,
yeah.
Those skilled folks that can do the work, and technology is increasingly complicated. And I think, we've kind of gotten away from investing in our employees. I think we've put the connection between education and employment, the risk, all on our kids in a way. Like, hey,
right.
Go study something. See if you can find a job. Spend a lot of money. Go to college. See if you can find a job.
Well, and small business is the worst. I mean, I'm going to indict all of us out here on Main Street, Amy. We do not do training in even close to the level that we should. When you're talking about training, you're talking about something that's structured and has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and a qualification, right?
Right, some curriculum around it, right? So what we came up with for IT support is an outline for that, for example. So it's about 200 hours of classroom training and then 1 year of on-the-job training. And we all know that no matter what job we jump into, you can't figure it out and learn everything there is to learn in a year. It's just a beginning.
Right.
And, in Europe, this is an old model. That's how they built the cathedrals.
Of course.
Right? Well, you learned how to be a stonemason, whatever else it was.
Right,
but,
no. That's exactly right. The guilds. That's where the guilds came from. The guilds are the origin of entrepreneurship and the middle class. No question. We're going to come
right
back
that.
With Amy Cardell and talk some more about this, folks. Think about this. Apprenticeships. And how about if it originates with you, but you find a company like CompTIA to help you with that? 20 after. Jim Blasingame, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.